Love is the greatest of all the gifts of God. In truth, love is more than a gift. It is God. For as John tells us in his first letter, God is love. God's love for us makes possible our love for God in response, and also for humanity. The words of the Apostle John make this very clear. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and he who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. So we know and believe the love God has for us. God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. In this, love is perfected with us, that we may have confidence for the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and he who fears is not perfected in love. We love because he loved us first. In this simple breath prayer, sitting comfortably in a straight back chair and breathing normally, breathe in God's love, which is with and around you constantly, awaiting your discovery. When you breathe out love for God in response to God's love for you. Breathe in love and breathe out more love. Let in the greatest of all God's gifts, God's very own love, love for you and love through you to others. Love can only be freely received as a sheer gift, ever undeserved and unwarranted, yet there for you, nevertheless. There is no greater or more necessary leap of faith than to receive, even to overflowing, this gift of God's love. It is only God's love which can fully empower your love for God, for others, and also for yourself, freely given in response. Pray this prayer before and after the breathing exercise as a way to gain greater love. The words of our Lord, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you.